Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today's episode is about a proposed new piece of legislation that could set some very dangerous precedents for real estate investors. But first, if you like what you're hearing on the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, go tell two friends about the show. We'd love to have them as a listener. Why keep all this goodness to yourself? Spread the love around. We are back, and today we're talking about a new piece of legislation that could have some very dangerous and far-reaching implications for real estate investors. Amazon's new deal for a second headquarters in Long Island City, New York, has prompted New York State Senator Michael Gennaris to draft legislation that would prohibit the buying or selling of real estate based on any non-public government action. The idea behind the legislation is that the law would be similar to federal securities law that bars an individual from trading stock in a public company based on insider information. I've listened to several interviews with Senator Gennaris, and I also contacted his office for commentary, but he was not available. The senator seems to be on a crusade to oppose the Amazon investment in the New York area. In particular, he's against the idea that any state government provide financial incentives for Amazon to relocate into the New York area. Senator Gennaris, a Democrat who represents Long Island City and the Astoria neighborhood in Queens, drafted the proposed law. It would make such real estate transactions a felony punishable by up to 4 years in prison. He says that insider trading is illegal in the stock market, but in the real estate market, not only is it legal, it's part of the fabric of private real estate sales. In my view, such a move could force all real estate transactions out into the public market. It could have the side effect of making private sales of real estate illegal if there's any government decision involving the property that could affect its value. The fact is, virtually every bureaucratic step in the entitlement process falls under that definition. The implications for developers are profound. Imagine that I put together a deal with a landowner where I offer the seller much more than the property's worth today, subject to approval of a zoning change. In that scenario, the seller is getting a good deal. The new value is being created for the seller and I, the buyer, mitigating the risk of buying the property before the zoning is approved. Unless the new zoning is approved, the land is worth zero to me. Under the new proposed legislation, a private deal like this could be deemed to be a felony. And Mr. Gennaris said that the final language of the bill is still being drafted in Albany, where he plans to introduce it at the start of the next legislative session in January. He said he expects many colleagues to co-sponsor the bill, as Democrats regain control of the New York State Senate for the first time in close to a decade. He's been adamant there's no reason that trading on inside information on stocks is illegal, but allowing it for a commodity like real estate should be allowed. He said we need to change the law to clarify that this is not okay. Now, Senator Gennaris' comments are in response to a flurry of real estate activity surrounding the Amazon announcement. However, despite the activity, there doesn't seem to have been any actual insider purchases by Amazon employees prior to the announcement. All of the activity seems to have been after the announcement. And strangely, the senator is at odds with the Democratic Mayor de Blasio and Democratic Governor Cuomo, both of whom strongly supported the Amazon deal. The proposed new legislation is an example of government overreach into free markets that are operating correctly. And the implications are very far-reaching. Let's say that an investor signs an agreement to purchase and sale for a property, the zoning changes, and then the buyer decides to assign the agreement to a new buyer. If there's deemed to be a failure to adhere to the new law, could the assignee be held liable for breaking the law? Would the assignor, who actually never purchased the property, be held liable for breaking the law? Let's say the government's considering a new initiative. It's not public, and of course you don't know about it because it's not public. You buy a property, and lucky you, the very next day, government decides to announce their bold new plan for a new subway stop a block away from your property. The value of your property just shot up overnight, and guaranteed you will be investigated under this new law. During the investigation, even though you're innocent, you won't have the freedom to move forward with your plans, your bank loan might be called. All kinds of implications stem from this crazy new piece of legislation. So you're thinking about this, pay attention to what's happening in your government. Have an awesome day. Make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.